The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belvin.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It is Friday, March 19th, 2010, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome for the next 60 minutes of news, talk, interviews, information, comedy, music, and more by, for, and about the cannabis community. Coming to you live from Potland, Oregon. It's not a typo. It's a way of life. And joining me to my left are in-studio engineer, the maestro, Ganja John. Oh, I got to turn that mic on.
Thank you.
There we go. Ganja John is here. And, of course, in our virtual studio in beautiful Astoria, Oregon. Couldn't make it down here to the main studio, but we will have her here soon. My good friend and half-half sister and queen of the Astoria Pug Fan Club, Cannabis Carrie.
Yes, it is just too damn gorgeous out here on the coast today, Russ. I wish you could be out here.
Oh, I know. It's pretty gorgeous down here, too. 60 degrees. I am just getting over a cold, just getting over this past couple weeks. I've been just out of it. And, you know, it's bad enough I can't call in sick because it's like my own home. But now I'm working with John. I'll be like, I can't do it today, man. I got the sniffles. He's like, dude, I just had all my blood pumped out of my body last night. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? Oh, well, I guess I can come in. All right. Well, Cannabis Carrie brings us our news right after our first break. So, Carrie, what's in the headlines today?
Well, we're going to go over a case of an employee being fired for testing positive for cannabis. Mm-hmm. We have some more information about the cannabis activist Steve Sarich case up in Washington State. And for our short headline today, we're going to look at another case of an elderly man who's gotten caught up in a new canna industry. We're going to look at a new program in San Francisco, and we're going to revisit a New Jersey court case.
All right. That's all coming up later here in our Hemp Headlines. Today is our Rockin' Friday for our Daily Toker Tunes, so we will be getting some tunes from Eric Smokesbud. He's our new music editor for Friday. A great rock and roll tune coming up at 20 after the hour. At 30 after, we have our Celeb Stoner Entertainment Report with Steve Bloom from CelebStoner.com. He'll be telling us all the latest in entertainment and sports. And music. Great stuff coming up here as 420 approaches. And then at 45 after the hour, we're going to take a look at some Celebrity Jeopardy, the real stuff, not the Saturday Night Live one, although that one's hilarious as well. But Anderson Cooper versus Cheech Marin in Celebrity Jeopardy. And what an amazing performance by our own Cheech Marin. So we got clips from that coming up and conversation with me and John and Cannabis Carrie, all coming up today on your Friday, the last Friday of winter.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as in multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS
MS, or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
Was fired for testing positive for marijuana. Joseph Casillas, a 29-year-old sinus cancer survivor with an inoperable brain tumor, had been using medical marijuana to alleviate pain. Casillas says he never used marijuana on the job or before work during his 5 years at the Michigan Walmart. Casillas was named the store associate of the year in 2008 and is a registered medical marijuana patient with the state. After he hurt himself while at work, a routine drug test showed positive for cannabis, and he was terminated. Mike Menno of the Marijuana Policy Project is calling for a boycott of the retail giant for firing sick people who are trying to get better by following a doctor's recommendation and obeying state laws. Walmart did release a statement that said, "In states such as Michigan, where prescriptions for marijuana can be obtained, an employer can still enforce a policy that requires termination of employment following a positive drug screen. We believe our policy complies with the law, and we support decisions based on the policy." Walmart operates over 8,400 retail outlets and had $405 billion in sales last year. Walmart is also contesting the 2008 Associate of the Year's unemployment benefits claim. Russ?
Yeah, that's the bad part about this too. Going after his unemployment, like, you know, Walmart needs the money. we can't be paying out unemployment for this guy. My goodness, it'll hurt our bottom line. Oh man, and kudos to MPP and Mike Menno and these guys going after Walmart with a boycott. It's time these corporations, you know, started to understand, and I believe they are starting to understand the power of the cannabis consumer dollars. We saw CBS cave on the Times Square ad that's now running. We saw Kellogg's, you know, take a big hit as far as when they dropped Michael Phelps, and then we came back on them. All sorts of examples in this going on, but. One thing about their statement, they said that, you know, Walmart said that in states that have allow prescriptions for medical marijuana, they can still terminate them for drug tests. That's the problem, is they're not prescriptions. They're recommendations, right? So they carry no force of law when with respect to the Americans with Disability Act or with respect to protecting anyone's workplace rights. So we've seen this in California. We had the Ross versus Raging Wire decision. In Oregon, it was Washburn v. Columbia Forest Products. In all of these court cases that come up where a medical marijuana patient can demonstrate that they are an effective worker, that they're not any problem with the safety on the floor, they use their medicine off-site. You know, every case, and we can go back and we can show that these guys were exemplary employees before the drug test. It doesn't matter. We do not have that protection under the law. So, yes, go after Walmart, certainly. But Walmart's just a symptom of a larger problem. And that is that any company can do this. It's not that Walmart's being particularly egregious in their actions. All companies can do this right now. So we need to get the laws changed. And the only way this can ever, ever work is by legalization for everyone. So long as there's this difference between medical and non-medical, there'll always be this line that the employers are trying to straddle, keeping so-called illegal drug users out of the workplace versus not discriminating against medical marijuana patients. It's time that marijuana got treated like alcohol. Nobody's being fired from Walmart if they're doing their job for having a six-pack of beer on the weekends.
Who was the victim of a home invasion robbery on Monday. Four young men and one juvenile have been charged in connection to the early morning crime. Each suspect is facing first-degree burglary and attempted robbery charges. One of the men, who was armed with a shotgun, had fired at Sarich, injuring his arm and face. Sarich returned fire, hitting the man, who was hospitalized for a few days, but has since been discharged and is expected to survive. One of the suspects, Jonathan Buell, is an 18-year-old customer of the business run by Sarich, CannaCare, the organization that helped Buell obtain his medical marijuana card. Another suspect was also known to Sarich, a 19-year-old who had worked for Sarich as a parking attendant, and a third had also worked for Sarich. The suspects were wearing bandanas over their faces during the assault. The Monday morning case led to sheriff's deputies doing a search of the Sarich home, reporting that they found 300 marijuana plants. After obtaining a search warrant, the deputies took the plants and other drug paraphernalia, including chocolate edibles and can of butter. Sarich is claiming deputies violated his rights during the search. He says that computers were taken, papers were strewn all over his house, and that holes were cut in his walls. Sarich is licensed under the state's medical marijuana statute to have a 60-day supply, but sheriff deputies alleged he had much more in his home, roughly 12 miles from downtown Seattle. So far, no charges have been filed against Steve Sarich, but he has already proclaimed that he plans to sue the King County Sheriff's Office for turning a crime scene into a medical marijuana raid.
Carrie, when you were reading off these charges, I heard first-degree burglary and attempted robbery. Was there no homicide or manslaughter, attempted manslaughter charge in that list?
Not yet, Russ, but they can, of course, include those charges at a later date after the full investigation is finished.
Okay. I'm not a lawyer or anything, but to me, you know, firing a shotgun at someone's head, kind of, you know, there should be a charge there, I would think.
It's shocking to me because they entered the house with a shotgun and they were known, he was known by the assailants, which means I would think that they were planning on killing him. I mean, he could obviously identify them after the raid had taken place.
Sure, even with bandanas on, I think you'd recognize some of your former employees. That's the sad twist in this, is that they are former CannaCare employees or people that were employees of Sarich. And, you know, Sarich is well known in that area as well as a medical marijuana activist. And this is one of the problems that I want to address. And, well, first of all, let me get to one point. They say you had 300 plants. Well, in Washington State, it's just recently been determined that you can grow up to 15 plants per patient that you're caring for. So if he's caring for 20 patients, then that's worthy of having 300 plants. And people get all freaked out about these plant numbers. Oh, my God, 300 plants, because we're so indoctrinated into thinking of that as crime and as money, right? 3,000 plants is worth this much, or 12,000 plants is worth that much. Instead of looking at it, you know, glass half full here, as 300 plants is a whole lot of medicine that can help a whole lot of people that really need it. You know, so I wanted to address that. But I also want to address the idea of mixing cannabis with activism. And to me, I'm of the mind that they should remain separate. I mean, I believe that cannabis people, people that are operating dispensaries or medical clinics and such, can have a lot to offer to the movement and to activism. But activism, by definition, kind of means sticking your neck out and kind of being, you know, an attractive target. So I worry about these guys that are, you know, growing so much medicine and have so much money on hand, getting too involved with the activism and making themselves a high-profile target. Just something to think about.
And earlier this week, we told you about the 77-year-old man who ate his cannabis stash back of a squad car. Now we have reports of an 81-year-old Florida man who was arrested on Wednesday and charged with drug possession with intent to sell. Carlton Griggs was pulled over about 20 miles from his home, and deputies are reporting that the man volunteered all the information they needed to charge him. The 77-year-old may not have understood his rights, as he volunteered to the officers that he had a gun in his car. He was on his way to sell some marijuana at a gas station nearby. When the officers asked him if there was anything else he needed to tell them, the elderly man led them to his home and told them that he had been selling marijuana for 2 years and that he had moved about 12 pounds of cannabis during that time. Griggs led the officer to a cooler in his cellar that had additional marijuana. He told the officers he needed to sell because he and his wife were struggling financially and unable to live on their meager Social Security payments. His 78-year-old wife said she had no idea about the marijuana, and she had been spending much of the last year in the hospital. Oh. She says that she hopes they go easy on her husband.
Let's all learn. Let's make this a teachable moment. Police, their job is to find people and arrest them and put them in jail. So you don't have to make it easier for them. they're really good at it, right? You don't have to lead them to your house and tell them that you've been dealing 12 pounds over 2 years and you got a gun and you're about to go sell some marijuana. You really don't have to do that. I don't care what age you are, but at least by age 81, you ought to know better than that.
In San Francisco, California, one year $35,000 grant from the Drug Policy Alliance has given rise to a San Francisco Drug Users Union. The new union will be operated by the Harm Reduction Therapy Center, a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing alternative treatments to people with drug and alcohol problems. Laura Thomas, the San Francisco-based Deputy State Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, said that the intent is to organize drug users and help them have a voice and say in local politics. The newly formed union will push for users of illegal drugs to escape punishment and for those that are struggling with addiction to be treated medically with dignity and not be punished criminally.
San Francisco, drug users, and union. I think I just heard Glenn Beck's head explode.
And two more quick stories for you, Russ. Finally, a decision in the New Jersey Superior Court case of John Ray Wilson, the multiple sclerosis patient who was arrested for growing marijuana plants in the state of New Jersey. His penalty is the lowest possible jail term for growing marijuana plants, but still a very heavy 5-year sentence. The judge in the case, Robert Reed, said in handing down the minimum sentence that Mr. Wilson does not represent the usual case of growing marijuana. Since his arrest 2 years ago, New Jersey has become the 14th state to recognize medical marijuana as a legal therapy for cases like John Ray Wilson's, but he was unable to use that defense since there was no such provision in the state at the time of his arrest. Wilson was not even allowed to mention his medical condition at his trial. Even if Mr. Wilson's actual jail sentence is cut shorter, if he qualifies for intensive parole supervision after 6 or 7 months in prison, he will be banned from using a controlled substance, even marijuana, which is on a list of banned substances for parolees. Wilson contends that he grew marijuana in his backyard for relief of the symptoms of multiple sclerosis because he couldn't afford the high-priced pharmaceutical drugs.
Wow. Talk about tragedy here. That a guy who, had they caught him a year later, would be completely legal and not going to jail at all. He'd be a legal medical marijuana patient for multiple sclerosis. He's going to have to sit in a cell while other multiple sclerosis patients are lining up in New Jersey to get their cards and going to their dispensary to get their medicine. And then when he gets out, he can't join them. When he gets out, he's not going to be allowed to use his medicine because he got caught too early. Once again, another sad case, but it shows why we need to keep pushing for legalization for all so that people don't fall through the cracks.
But I want to mention it because it just makes him so cool. Woody Harrelson, who had a very busy 2009 with 4 films being released and is on track to have an even busier 2010, wore a custom-tailored black tuxedo designed by Burberry and made completely out of hemp to last week's Oscars. Of course he did.
I want that hemp tux. I want it. I want it. I want a hemp tux. I want a hemp suit. I want more hemp hats. God, you know, hemp, we were talking to that Greg Flavelle yesterday from Hemp Technologies, Inc., and he was so great talking about all the benefits of hemp. And speaking of, we've got a contest that we're going to be doing here, and I'm going to throw the 2-cam up here. John will show you off. This is a 55% hemp bag from the Oregon Cannabis Tax Act. Relax it and tax it. 55% hemp, 45% cotton. We're going to give it as a giveaway here, a special giveaway to all you fans of Normal Show Live who dedicate yourself so much to our chat room. It's a really easy contest to win if you've been paying attention. Here it is. The email I received today with your name and address on it, who comes closest to perfectly reproducing my dog Roscoe's full royal name, wins that bag. The full royal name of my dog, my Jack Russell Terrier, Roscoe, if you can put down as close as possible to his full royal name, the email I get by midnight tonight, Pacific time, that comes closest to duplicating that, and if there's a tie, the one that came in first, will win that bag. Make sure you include your address so we can mail it to you. Oh, there's that sound. It's 20 after the hour, the last 20 after of winter. Spring is coming up here. I think it's tomorrow, isn't it? Spring equinox. But enjoy yourselves. We'll be right back with your Toker Tunes.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Law420.com.
Hello, I'm Russ Belville, Outreach Coordinator for Normal. In my job, I read literally hundreds of headlines each month involving nonviolent, productive citizens whose lives are ripped apart by a marijuana or drug arrest. Many citizens could avoid arrest by refusing police searches and remaining silent, but police are well-trained to confuse and intimidate. That's why you have a right to speak to an attorney before answering any police questions. I hope you never need to exercise that right, but if you do, make your first call to the law offices of John C. Lucy IV. John Lucy is an accomplished criminal defense attorney with expertise in Oregon's medical marijuana law. John Lucy understands and respects cannabis and drug consumers of all backgrounds. Call John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit in downtown Portland. Address available at law420.com. That's John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit law420.com today.
Michael Phelps, Olympic superstar, 14 gold medals, world record holder. So much for that amotivational syndrome.
All right, folks, that's right. The Roscoe Challenge is on. If you can send me an email with Roscoe's full royal name to stash@normal.org with your address so I can mail you that 55% hemp bag. The tag on it is great. It says it's 55% hemp made in China, earth. Let's see if I can get this on the cam here. Made in China, earth. And that way we don't get confused from, you know, China Aldebaran 7 or something. This is Normal Show Live, Voice of the Marijuana Nation. Your Rockin' Friday tune is coming up right now. It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Our pod-safe music is donated by freedom-loving musicians who support our goal of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Today we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday, our segment featuring the best rock, metal, punk, and jam band music, brought to you by The Bastard, blogging at jerseyandohio.wordpress.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
Hi, Stashers. Eric Smokebud here with another Rockin' Friday Toker Tune for ya. For today's Rockin' Friday, we have a Marijuana Music Awards entry out of the great state of Texas. Three Kisses jumped from one high energy style to another with traces of just about every cool female-fronted rock band of the last 20 years. They have been compared to an array of artists, including the Cranberries, Luscious Jackson, The Breeders, Joan Jett, Buzzcocks, Blondie, The Ramones, and everything in between. They have coined the phrase Texas Party Punk to describe their music. Tumultuous lyrics delivered in a zany, upbeat fashion has become a Three Kisses trademark and make their songs addictive. Martin Folkman, publisher of the Musician's Atlas, writes, Three Kisses is fronted by the kinetic Tish Meeks, who no guitar, mic stand, or stage can contain. This band packs more energy into a 3-minute song than all the WMDs combined. Tish launched Three Kisses in Austin, Texas in January 2004, and the band has performed over 350 live shows for over 300,000 people. Joey Smostek, lead guitar, Sam Hines on bass, Andy Wood on drums complete the recipe for Three Kisses' punkish cuddle angst with a positive party vibe. Here is The Potso.
makes me smile. I'm only depressed every once in a while. I don't need lithium or Prozac. That shit'll land you flat on your back. You won't feel better for very long. Your problems, they are never really gone. But a big fat joint and you just don't care. The worries that you had, they were never there. And I don't have any more fucking words, but who really cares, 'cause we're all stoned. Ganja, hemp, Mary Jane, and hash. If my car's sitting still, well, we can't crash. Now I've worked up an appetite. Smoking that butt in the middle of the night. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah.
Pass it, dude. Pass it. Fucking bait.
You may choke, yeah, you may cough. The best thing to do is shake it off. Step right up for one more hit, or you're gonna miss out on the benefit. Everything's funny, so we all laugh. No one wants to kick anyone's ass. Wouldn't it be nice if everyone was high? The best vacation money can buy. You can do a shot, you can do a line, but that would just be asinine. If we could all just stick to the herb. Don't know about you, but I feel super.
Man, I am really, really
impressed.
Ganja, him, Mary Jane, and hash. If my car's sitting still, well, we can't crash.
Water bottle?
Ganja, hemp, Mary Jane, and hash. If my car's sitting still, well, we can't crash. Now I've worked up an appetite. Smoking that butt in the middle of the night.
Got a na 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 in it is goodbye me.
It's 420 sun.
All right, time to check our cannabis community calendar, which you can find at norml.org/calendar. Saturday, March 20th, Governor Gary Johnson, former Republican governor of New Mexico, and Mayor Don Yarber, former mayor of the current mayor of Cottlesville, Missouri, and John Kaufman, lobbyist for the ACLU, and a panel will be at the Anheuser-Busch Hall in St. Louis, Missouri, tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Check that out. Actually, that's my time, so it's probably 10 a.m. Central Time. Governor Gary Johnson speaking on the need to end the war on drugs. The King of the Weed contest is taking place in Ingram County. Check that out. For more info at HydroWorld, 517-999-3012. Miami Valley Normal on Saturday will be having their membership meeting at the Dayton Metro Library at the main branch, 215 East 3rd Street, Dayton, Ohio. Miami Valley Normal, you can check them out at mvnormal.org. For all these events, check out the Normal Cannabis Community Calendar, normal.org/calendar. And when we come back, we'll have our Celeb Stoner Entertainment Report with Steve Bloom. Normal Show Live reminds you to never consent to a search. If you're holding and you consent, in most states you will be arrested immediately and you will go to jail. If you don't consent to a search, police may try to intimidate you by threatening to bring in drug-sniffing dogs or try to fool you by saying things will go easier if you consent. Yeah, easier for them, sure. Stand your ground, refuse the search, and ask the officer if you're free to go. If they still detain you and eventually find your contraband, you'll be no more busted than if you had allowed the search. But by refusing the search, your attorney has a chance to win your acquittal before a judge. If you consent to the search, your attorney's hands are tied. You can find a list of normal legal committee attorneys specializing in marijuana cases by visiting the Find a Lawyer link at normal.org.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527. Marijuana culture is infused throughout America and the world. As we round out the week, we take a look at the 420 phenomenon in movies, TV, music, and sports with former High Times editor and author of Pot Culture, Steve Bloom, in our CelebStoner.com entertainment news. All right, joining us from New York City, the Big Apple, our good friend Steve Bloom from CelebStoner.com. Steve, how are things doing today?
Things are fine. You know, big day in college basketball. So I'll try to keep up with both you and college basketball at the same time.
We won't keep you too long here. I know the March Madness is taken hold
of
everyone.
No, it's okay.
We love it. Good job by Murray State the other day, too, huh?
Yep. No problem. Always have time for you, Russ.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. Hey, I got an email today about an article in the Wall Street Journal that featured quotes from you, it was called "The Mile High City Weed Sparks Up a Counterculture Clash." How were you featured in that article, and give us your feeling about how the Wall Street Journal portrayed the Colorado scene?
Well, Stephanie Simon, who writes for Wall Street Journal, contacted me and said she was doing a piece on medical marijuana and how things are sort of going upscale and, you know, all the money in the industry and so on and so forth. And so, I don't know, out of all of that, she sort of gleaned this quote from me, which was about this terminology of, like, saying, you know, calling people stoners and potheads. And so sort of my quote was that, I don't know if I have it right in front of me, but I... hold on one second. Let me just look it up. I know where it is. They part of the respectability involves changing the way marijuana users communicates with each other. I've noticed that people, I'm just not really finding this particular quote. I'm sorry, Russ.
Well, it did have to do with, you know, I love what you've written about this in the Pot Culture book, you know, the definitions of stoner and pothead. And I wrote about it once, too, and I kind of said that, like, a stoner is someone who smokes a lot of weed, but a pothead is someone who smokes a lot of weed and thinks a lot about weed as well. Kind of the difference between, say, Slater in Dazed and Confused versus Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Slater's a pothead. Spicoli's a stoner.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, in the book, Pot Culture, we define stoner simply as someone who regularly smokes marijuana. And then if you look, you know, for the definition of pothead in the book, it's just someone who smokes marijuana on a regular basis. That was kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
But this, you know, says also the term tends to be used in a derogatory fashion, as in he's such a pothead. And so, you know, it's like, oh, stoner, you know, where the tone of the voice, you know, is negative, where, oh, he's such a stoner, he's a pothead. And so, you know, I'm saying, you know, let's embrace these terms. These are our terms. This is what defines them. Don't be, you know, but it's then, is stoner our R word, you know, in people's minds, or the N word, you know, where you can't really say it? I don't buy it. You know, obviously, you know, I titled the book, you know, Stoner Language and Life. I believe that just sort of is an umbrella for our world. It's a nice, you know, the word just rolls off the tongue. But what I've been noticing lately, you know, just in general in the community, and especially out in the West Coast, you know, it's like the language is different. You know, you don't really say medical marijuana, you say medical cannabis. And, you know, people aren't referring themselves as potheads or stoners. I don't know what the replacement term is, though. You know, what are you if you're not that? You know, and so it's just what defines us. And I think sometimes we don't want to be who we are. We're, you know, we've been so beaten down, you know, to not love who we are that we don't want to even, you know, embrace the terms are, you know, what it is that we're about. So marijuana was sort of a term that was made up, you know, I suppose somehow or other, you know, in the late, 20th century, or, you know, actually late, maybe 19th century, you know, carried on to the U.S. with the H and then, you know, became the J and,
right.
You know, it's a Spanish term for, you know, cannabis, but, you know, there's so many ways to say it. So what do you want to call yourself? You want to be a hempster?
Yeah, you know, the way
I mean,
think of
you know,
it.
Between... Be what you want, but, you know, but I just generally sort of say, instead of, like, saying, oh, we should get away from that, you know, let's embrace it. Now, Warren Edson, you know, from Colorado, is the lead in that piece, and basically he says that he hates the terminologies that are used for strains, like green crack and AK-47 and train wreck, you know, and he just wishes, you know, people would stop naming them like these horrid, you know, names, and it's just, I don't know, I don't get behind that either, you know, I'm sorry, I think the names are cool, you know, I think they're very creative, and again, they identify our community, and so, you know, why can't we be who we are, you know, but at the same time, the Wall Street Journal is saying, well, there's this clash in the culture, and it's always the same clash of, you know, something holding back something else, you know, because something wants to do something else with the same thing, you know, I mean, we don't want to legalize it, but we want to put on a tie to legalize it, or we put on a tie-dye to legalize it,
right.
You know, it's always the same debate.
Right.
You know, are we going to say marijuana or cannabis? It's always the same. Who cares?
Well, you know, I thought about the marijuana and cannabis one because that's, you know, something that presents a problem for us at Normal. We got the word marijuana in our name, right? And the way that I identify this is to say cannabis is the plant, marijuana is the law, right? In the laws, they actually say an act to prohibit marijuana with an H or a J. So when we're fighting against the laws, we're fighting against marijuana laws so that we can free the cannabis plant. Yeah, just something.
Well, you know, any way you want to put it, is fine with me. I just, you know, I don't think it's not a contentious debate, but it's a little more fun. But it's like kind of like, you know, guys like the Cottonmouth Kings, they love the green crack. Well, it's like, oh no, can't call it that. You know, it's just funny. You know, it's just funny. People just got to lighten up a little bit. You know, train wreck. Oh my God, it's killing you. No, it's not.
Not the worst thing in the world. I mean, would it be any better if we would go the route of pharmaceuticals and take a bunch of Scrabble tiles and throw a bunch of Z's and X's and Y's in it and call it some made-up name, Aventia, you know, Celebrex. I mean, they make up names. Why can't we make up names, right?
Exactly. Yeah, is that what we want? That's our version of Celebrex. Exactly. You know, instead of those sort of generic, you know, drug names that you have to, you know, get a drug passed, you know, by the FDA, you know, this is our terms. You know, it's kind of like graffiti or something. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's, you know, it's very creative.
Yeah. Well, another thing that we cover at the celebstoner.com blog there, you cover a lot of sports stories. We mentioned, you know, Lance Mackey winning his fourth Iditarod and Ivory Williams, the sprinter, being suspended. Your top story here is on the Texas Rangers manager, Ron Washington. Give us the breakdown on that.
That was pretty wild. I mean, first of all, he failed the drug test for cocaine last July. It never came out until now. And now it was reported today that there's somebody who's been basically extorting the team, you know, threatening to, you know, drop the dime on this story, and they've been trying to sort of, like, keep it hush-hush for a while. They haven't named who it is. But somebody who knew that he was doing coke. And so he admits that he did it once, but he probably did it more than once. And he's basically saying that before the test, suddenly he got hit with a random test. And they, only since the, you know, the last couple of years, you know, since the report that came out, the Mitchell report, now, you know, they drug test everybody in baseball, not just the players.
Right.
But there's like one random drug test, you know, a season. And so he got hit with one in July of last season, and apparently he must have done coke the night before or something very close to that, because he got caught.
Yeah, cocaine.
So that just came out. That just came out, and then it's kind of like a lot of hand-wringing, you know, apologies, mistake, and, you know, we're going to stick with him. He had a winning season last season with the Rangers, which is pretty rare for them. So
He's
a 500, you know, like, you know, manager in terms of his career with the Rangers for 4 years. So he's not the greatest manager. He used to be a coach for the Mets. He's a journeyman guy, infielder, played, you know, going back to the 70s. Now he also has admitted that he smoked pot and did uppers during his time as a major league. Well, he says he smoked pot in the minors, and he did uppers in the majors. So the plot is thickening with Ron Washington.
Wow, we'll keep our eyes on that.
You know, to say the least. There definitely is a lot of news in the sports world around marijuana these days.
Well, yeah, it was
one thing after the other.
I was just clicking on this one that I hadn't heard. The former boxing champ Tommy Morrison from the 90s got caught with a pot pipe. He's been having drug-related troubles for a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he just moved from, like, Tennessee to Kansas, and he's outside some gym that he's about to go into, and he's just hanging, reading, or doing something before he goes in. And he's sort of a new guy around there. I don't know who he is, and just somebody reports him, like, suspicious.
Jeez.
You know, he's in a car with boxes and stuff because he was just moving, you know, kind of looked vagrant, maybe-ish. I don't know. And so the cops came over, and they checked him out, and, you know, can we search your vehicle? And they found, like, a pot pipe or something. Next thing you know, he gets busted.
No, what a shame.
You know, it's just another thing. I mean, it's just, you know, he's kind of like, well, not acting like, hey, I'm a regular smoker, just kind of found, oh, it just happened. But it wasn't like a quantity of weed.
Okay.
But just another indicator, you know. I mean, you know, it's not just, you know, it's always like, here's a guy who was a boxing champion, you know, the sprinter, you know, he's like one of the fastest runners in the world.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Lincecum is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps is, you know, the greatest swimmer of all time. You know, Lance Mackey is the greatest musher of all time.
Yeah.
He just won the Iditarod for the fourth time in a row. This time, being told that he couldn't smoke pot, so they drug tested him afterwards, and he's saying that he did do the race without pot, although he can, as a medical patient in Alaska, use marijuana, but that he couldn't do it on the race because he was going to be tested. So the test hasn't come back yet. He better pass that test.
No kidding. Oh, well, Steve Bloom, thank
you. It's been great. It's been great. Yeah. It's really been great. Lance Mackey, more power to him.
Good job up there in Alaska. And we join with Steve Bloom here on the first and third Fridays of every month. Check out celebstoner.com. You want to get all your latest entertainment news from there, as well as pick up a copy of Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life. Just an invaluable reference if you're wanting to know more about our culture. We are definitely an identifiable subculture. And Steve, we'll let you get back to March Madness, my man. Thanks for giving us a call.
Thanks a lot, Russ. Bye.
All right. Coming up next on our normal show live, we're going to have a little bit more discussion. And speaking of entertainment, one of our favorites, Cheech Marin, was recently on Celebrity Jeopardy against comedian Aisha Tyler and CNN correspondent Anderson Cooper and beat him handily. We've got the clips and a little discussion with me, Carrie, and John right after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Just say no.
No matter what you call it, it's a huge part of popular culture.
Where'd you learn that, Cheech? Drug school.
You don't need weed school. You just need a copy of the new book, Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life.
Hey, this is great, man.
Even if you never smoked marijuana.
I never used marijuana. Sorry.
Don't think you smoked marijuana.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two and didn't inhale.
Or you used to smoke marijuana.
I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Pot Culture by former High Times editor Steve Bloom and Shirley Halperin will answer every question you ever had about marijuana culture.
Has that marijuana made it back up here yet?
Check out Pot Culture, the A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life at Amazon.com or visit PotCultureBook.com today.
Too bad, man. I just stopped smoking yesterday.
Hey everybody, it's your favorite giveaway guy, Gene Blinkendale, here with a fabulous new contest for all you tokers and tokettes out there. We've got 4 t-shirts from homegrown.com to give away to the first 4 listeners who send us an email. But wait, it's not that easy. Your email needs to contain 3 different responses from your state or federal elected officials on the subject of marijuana law reform, all dated after March 1st, 2010. Send in your three responses in an email to stash@normal.org with the subject line Homegrown T-Shirt Contest, and you could be a winner. By writing your elected officials, someday we all could be winners. I'm your giveaway guy, Gene Blinkendale, reminding you that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, but a friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, speaking of surprises, this is from the most recent episode of Jeopardy, Celebrity Jeopardy, you know, and this is where they bring the celebrities on. They compete for their various charities. And this was Cheech Marin versus Anderson Cooper, the anchor from CNN, and Aisha Tyler, the fantastic comedian who I still have a crush on. Aisha Tyler, if you're watching this, I still have a crush on you. From the Talk Soup days. Do you remember her from Talk Soup?
Oh, yeah. She was... Oh, I remember from MTV.
Yeah, from MTV. Oh, and she's also on that show Ghost Whisperer. So, you know, I've been watching too much of that.
I usually watch that show. On mute.
It's our secret, John. We won't
tell
anybody.
Yeah, I won't tell anybody.
Okay. Well, we got some clips from Anderson Cooper who went over this on his CNN show. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is just the way he was treated, right? The way Cheech Marin was treated for doing so well in an intellectual pursuit. Let's go ahead and play clip number one there, John.
Tonight, I appeared on Jeopardy and, well, how do I say this? I lost. Not only did I lose, I lost to this guy. That's right. I lost to Cheech Marin. Cheech of Cheech and Chong fame. Pot smoking star of blunt burning films like Up and Smoke, Next Smoke, and Still
Next
Smoking.
Movie.
He not only beat me, he crushed me.
Yeah, Next Movie.
I've never seen Next Smoke.
I've never seen Next Smoke. I'm looking forward to getting that on DVD, I'm sure. Let's go to the next.
So I was pretty confident going to this tournament, but this was actually a tournament of people who had already won on Jeopardy, and so it was all people who knew how to play the game. Now, I must admit, I was even more confident when I heard I was up against Cheech Marin. I admit, I thought his reflexes would be slow, not to mention his synapses, perhaps, but I was so very, very wrong.
Do these people understand the difference between a character you play in a movie versus the real human being? I mean, the man's an actor. Cheech Marin's been acting for a long time. They must think that we just sit around and just smoke dope all the time.
Well, Christian Bale really gets angry sometimes and beats people up, so he may be Batman. Maybe that sort of logic.
I guess so.
Guy, right. As Conan the Barbarian on What's Best in
this
Life,
Cheech.
To crush your enemies and to hear the lamentation of their women. Cheech.
Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes. Cheech again.
Who is Al Pacino?
Right. Cheech.
What is Pillow Talk?
Right. Cheech.
What is Never Never Land?
Yes. Cheech.
What is Camelot?
Yes. Cheech.
What is a baster?
Yes. You're the winner today. Your charity will get $50,000 and Aisha and Anderson's charity, $25,000 each.
Wow. So, you know, $50,000 for his charity, just knocking him down in the categories, Cheech Marin. And, you know, I'm not that surprised by it. I mean, the stuff that we're doing here in the studio, trying to run this show, isn't exactly stuff that can be handled by people with slow reflexes or slow synapses.
Oh, God, no.
I'd like to think that we put a little intellectual effort into this show.
This is rocket surgery that we're doing here.
Rocket surgery.
Russ, I'd like to interject here.
Yes.
People that are real fans of Cheech Marin were not surprised at all. Cheech Marin won the very first celebrity tournament on Jeopardy back in 1992.
Oh, Carrie jumps in with
a
factoid.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Okay, well, let's go more now. Anderson
so
Cooper.
I admit it, I lost to Cheech Marin. I tied for second with comedian Aisha Taylor, who is also a great player.
Tyler.
Joining us
Tyler.
Now is the two-time Jeopardy champion, the man who crushed me, Cheech Marin. Cheech, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, Anderson.
Have people just been congratulating you? Do they pour out into the streets to congratulate you? Because people have been mocking me mercilessly since this thing was aired tonight.
It's tough when you can't hit a big league curveball, man.
Yeah!
That's the separation point.
It's tough when you can't hit a big league curveball.
That's the perfect response.
Anderson, you struck out, my friend.
That is beautiful. And, you know, of course, my response would have been, you know, Carl Sagan smoked marijuana every day of his life.
Yep.
Didn't seem to hurt his brain any.
So, Cheech, I got to admit, I thought I would crush you. I'd seen all those movies back then. Clearly, you were not inhaling in those films.
No, he was.
Lost a couple steps.
Well, I also, you know, it's all about, obviously, sort of what you know, but also the buzzer. I think you had the zen of the buzzer, whereas I think I was just slow on the draw because I kept clicking on it and not getting it.
Yeah, if you can't get in, you can't answer. You
right.
know, it's all when the first time I won, the writers came up to me and says, "Are you a musician?" And I go, "Yeah." He says, "Oh well, we thought so because of your timing." And it's all timing.
But now, see, I was doing the thumb. I peeked at you, and I think you were doing the index finger. That's right.
I learned that from a track coach when I was in high school with a stopwatch timer. So that's a much faster reflex with the index finger.
Yes, Cheech did go to high school.
Yes, I, and to remember that and to remember, you know, all these reflex things. And, you know, always the last refuge of the Jeopardy loser is the buzzer.
Yeah, yeah. I think Anderson couldn't handle the green room and Cheech maybe could. So.
Maybe that was it, yeah. You know, and as far as the timing issue goes, you know, there is something to that with Jeopardy and all. But there's also a sense of timing you get as a cannabis consumer. They always talk about how time expands or slows down. Man, you get into that groove. Yeah, you can definitely pull it off.
One of the more depressing moments was right after this thing aired, I got this email from Soledad O'Brien. I'm going to hold it up on my BlackBerry. I don't know if anybody can see that. It says, Cheech Marin beat you, ? That was the tagline. And then she said, seriously, that's sad. Yeah, which I thought was particularly brutal.
I do like that Anderson Cooper's getting a whole bunch of guff from his coworkers about this, but I tell you, if we could get these people to hang out with some of the people we know, some of the cannabis consumers we know, one quick example, I know this guy up in Madison, Wisconsin named Ben Maisel. He's an activist with Wisconsin Normal, working, you know, trying to pass the Jackie Rickert Medical Marijuana Act. And when you see the guy, you'd think, you know, old stoner type. He's got this salt and pepper beard, you know, big old beard, and his hair's kind of not real long, but he pulls it back in a ponytail. So the first thought, you'd be like college professor stoner type looking guy. The guy is like one rank below world grandmaster chess champion. He is like, you know, super, like I think it's like he said he had a 2200 ranking and like 2400 is grandmaster or something like that. So brilliant, you know, when it comes to chess and, you know, a cannabis consumer. And there's tons of us out there. It's not surprising that intelligent people make the intelligent choice to pick the least harmful relaxant. Not at all.
Yeah. This one's my favorite. I just had to interject real quick. This is just the nail in the coffin.
Cheech can be seen shortly in the movie The Perfect Game, which is opening in theaters April 16th, and which is the true story of the winning 1957 Monterey, Mexico Little League baseball team. You can also see Cheech with Tommy Chong on their Get It Legal tour. Get It Legal, I cannot believe I lost you, Cheech.
Oh, Carrie, are you there? You're kind of shorting out a little on us.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm just really enjoying this. It feels like a victory for all of us when Cheech Marin comes and makes us all proud. I love it.
Oh, yeah, and the tournament's still going on, apparently. He moves on to the next round, and they keep going toward $1 million, so I don't know who.
Right, they spread this out, Russ. They spread it out through the whole season, and then in fall during sweeps week, they bring back all the celebrities who have won, and they play a $1 million charity tournament.
Mm.
So we'll see Cheech again later this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great news, Carrie. And as we're rounding out the show here, I'm just going to go out to our Stash blog. Folks, if you want to catch more of these stories, there's lots of videos. If you want downloads of the Toker tunes that we play all the time, you can get downloads there if you register for an account. Like I said earlier, the videos, we've got polls, all sorts of great stuff up there. The website is stash.normal.org. No W's, no A's. Just go to stash.normal.org. And if you're interested in getting involved with Normal, that's the place to go to. We do our daily updates. We have all sorts of news stories. And at the very top, we've got a menu there with the Normal chapters. And from that Normal chapters menu, you can get information on how to start a chapter, get your application, sample bylaws, and so forth. So if you'd like to see the full video, it's called Cheech Marin Smokes Anderson Cooper. It's a 5-minute video. You can catch that up there on our blog at stash.normal.org. One other thing about the video, he mentioned Aisha Taylor. That's not her name. Aisha Tyler. And both John and I would like to make sure everyone knows Aisha Tyler. But on her website, AishaTyler.com, first of all, we don't know for sure as far as, you know, Aisha Tyler being a cannabis consumer or not. My vote is yes, just because that's my own selfish nature.
But I'm hoping so.
We're hoping so. But on Aisha Tyler's side, I decided to check her out and to see if there was any marijuana link there. First of all, her last comedy special that she filmed out at the Fillmore in San Francisco was called Aisha Tyler is Lit.
Wow.
Now, that could be drinking. Right? That could be drinking. You get lit when you get drinking, right? But anyway, so Aisha Tyler. And so I checked up on her website, and she had also been on the Wanda Sykes show. A fun little show. It's on Saturdays on Fox. And when she was on the Wanda Sykes show, apparently she was joking or making some jokes about medical marijuana or marijuana in general. And a medical marijuana patient emailed her and said, you know, we take this seriously. It's really medicine, yada, yada. So in response, Aisha Tyler said, quote, I feel confident, as do many, that it is only a matter of time before medical marijuana is legal in all 50 states. And having several members of my family who have gone through painful cancer treatments, I know very well how helpful medical marijuana can be for both alleviating pain and improving appetite and reversing weight loss, end quote. So that's Aisha Tyler on medical marijuana. I'm going to just, you know, stick my neck out and think that she's probably a cannabis consumer, or at least supportive. So, Anderson Cooper, you didn't just get beaten by Cheech Marin. You also got beaten by Aisha Tyler, too. You finished dead last. And not, you know, this is not a surprise for the CNN anchors either. They showed clips in the video from some other CNN anchors who'd been on and also lost, including Wolf Blitzer, who finished at, like, negative 4,000 points
or
something.
Bad. He was very bad.
Killed him. He was so good on that buzzer. He thought he knew every answer. It was pathetic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful to see Wolf Blitzer lose here. So all sorts of stuff up on the Stash blog. I want to remind you. Also, don't forget about our homegrown contest, the homegrown T-shirt contest. We're still waiting for people to send in their homegrown entries. This is just three emails from your elected officials, and they can be state representatives, state congressmen, state senators, or they can be federal. You know,
or they can be the president.
They can be the president. I don't care. Yeah, any of your elected officials. I'll let John show these T-shirts off. We've only gotten one winner so far. We just need three responses from your elected officials. And also the...
And Russ,
yeah.
To clarify, I wanted to say that some of our Canadian listeners wanted to make sure it was okay if they wrote their Canadian officials and qualified for the contest.
Oh, absolutely. Whatever country you're in, you know, Canada, write, you know, Stephen Harper for what good that'll do. But, you know, write your Canadian elected officials. If you're listening to New Zealand, write your New Zealand officials. Man, I don't care. Whatever country you live in, just make noise.
Just translate it to English for us, please.
Please,
you know, if it, you know, we don't read German anymore. It's been a long time since high school. So.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be kind of tough for us. But yeah, get those entries in. We want to give these T-shirts away. And here's a bonus. I still have 11 swag boxes from the canceled Cannapalooza that was supposed to be this weekend in Las Vegas. I still have these boxes. They've got a Cannapalooza T-shirt in them as well. I'll put the homegrown T-shirt in a souvenir Cannapalooza box for you. And we'll mail it in that. You can get two T-shirts for this giveaway. Just need three responses from your elected officials. Also, the hemp bag giveaway. This is kind of our impromptu giveaway. John got a bag at the Cannabis Cafe and said, hey, we got to give this away.
Madeline gave me this morning to give away.
There you go.
There we go. You can see it up on the cam there. And soon, I promise soon, we will be giving away a Cannabis Cafe T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Show him that. He's got the hoodie on right now. We got the world-famous Cannabis Cafe hoodie. USACannabisCafe.org if you want to get more information. They're not selling them online yet, but...
Nope, but we will be there soon.
Yeah, we are working on it. All right, so we're going to wrap things up here. Again, check out the normal website. Oh, and for tonight, I wanted to remind folks, I'll be doing an extended stream tonight. This will be... We'll do our regular 3, 5, 7, and 9 o'clock replays of the Friday show. Then at 11 p.m., the Monday show, 1 a.m., Tuesday, 3 a.m., Wednesday, 5 a.m., Thursday, and again, this show at 7 a.m. Pacific time. So we're going to run the stream all night long. For you late-nighters, they'll love that, won't they, Carrie?
Yes, I was just thinking everybody could sleep learn all the cannabis activism they need.
There we go. Learn it through osmosis. It'll be a beautiful thing.
We want the normal channel, Russ.
We are working on the normal channel. We are. Our goal here is to take this 24/7, 365. Actually, the tagline is going to be 420. 24/7/365, right? But yeah, we want to make this the normal channel, make it a 24/7 network with not just this show, but other shows from all over the internet that have to do with cannabis, marijuana, law reform, and freedom. I've just been in negotiations with the Jeff Farias show out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We're going to be doing some link ups with them and some trades of interviews, so stay tuned for that. Your all night replay is coming up next. Thanks for joining us this week. Normal Show Live, Radical Russ for Ganja John and Cannabis Carrie. We out of here, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers. You take a seat, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hang it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down super.